Hi there. The word for today is become a good thinker. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, the Bible says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, with practice, you can become a good thinker. But that involves two important things. First, good thinkers have foresight. Proverbs 21, verse 5 says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit. That word diligent means to work, study, and plan. You don't stumble into success and figure it out afterward. Whether you're in business or ministry, your level of success will increase dramatically if you place a high value on good thinking. Novelist Victor Hugo wrote, a small man is made up of small thoughts. People who don't practice good thinking usually find themselves at the mercy of circumstances or other people's thoughts. Unable to solve problems, they find themselves facing the same obstacles over and over. And because they don't think ahead, they're habitually in reaction mode. An old German proverb puts it this way, better an empty purse than an empty head. Good thinkers overcome difficulties, including lack of resources that often leave poor thinkers at the mercy of good thinkers. In his book, As a Man Thinketh, James Allen says, all that a man achieves or fails to achieve is a direct result of his thoughts. Do you believe that? If you do, you'll place a high value on good thinking and you'll make it a priority in your life. And here's a second thing. Good thinkers always look for the best, not the worst. They live by this scriptural principle found in Philippians 4 verse 8. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's the word for you today.